This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as planting is wrapping up across a good portion of the state, our attention will soon turn back to other matters on the farm. One of those is the bins full of old crop grains that haven't been marketed yet. If you still hold on to some of those uncontracted grains, you're likely looking for a good price. I know a lot of marketers have been telling us the magic number seems to be $5 on corn and $12 on soybeans. However, you have to bear in mind, the longer you wait, the less chance you get of those higher prices. We'll talk about some old crop marketing strategies and some thoughts right after this.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
Unless there's a threat to this year's production, don't expect a lot of prices to go up to those magic $5 and $12 numbers. And that's especially true if the markets feel that there's a lot of unmarketed grain still sitting in bins. Now, that's not to say a miracle can't happen. There have been stranger occurrences in the marketplace in the past. Frayne Olson is an agriculture economist, and he believes there's still a lot of unmarketed 23 old crop out there. He said it may even be a lot more than what the market thinks.
One of the things I've been talking about this last spring with some of the folks up here, because we have farmers that have a lot of corn left from last year. We also have quite a bit of wheat left in the bin. And so this has been a challenge to try and get everybody to recognize the shift in the marketplace. But what I've been trying to get folks to think about and talk about is take your inventory that you have right now and put it into kind of two different piles, if you will.
Now, the two different piles that he was just discussing can be broken down into very simple categories.
One pile, call that your gambling bushels. And these are the bushels you're able to park aside and say, you know, I'm willing, if there is a problem this year or if we start to see a big rally, these are the bushels that I'm willing to kind of gamble with to see what happens. And then you have another bucket. And the second bucket is those bushels you either need to sell because of cash flow purposes to make sure that you're paying your bills on time, or you need to be able to move to make sure that you have bin space available for the 24 crop.
Now, each operation is going to be different in how they split those bushels up, but no matter what you have in the gambling pile, you need to be smart about how you play the markets.
Every farmer is going to be different on how much they put into the two buckets, but I want you to be really thinking hard about this second bucket, meaning those bushels that you need to move soon. And given the inventories, not only that we have domestically in the United States, but also global inventories, we will get some pops, we'll get some bumps, we're going to have some sparks in the marketplace here and there, but to have a long extended rally is going to be really difficult. It's going to have to take a very big problem someplace for that to really play out.
And Olson says one of those bumps is going on right now, and farmers need to be aware of that and be ready to make adjustments or at least be talking with a marketing advisor.
I think this is one of those sparks. There's starting to be a lift in the market. We're getting a little bit of a risk premium put in because of the rains, kind of the slower planting progress in part of the U.S. and saying, you know, there is a little bit of this uncertainty creeping in. Here's your chance to get some of those bushels in that second pile marketed. Knowing that you still have these bushels for kind of the gambling bushels is what I'm calling them for. If there's a great big rally later on, you can still benefit and still participate.
Marketing grain always comes with a risk and profits are not guaranteed. Make sure you are working with a marketing advisor. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.